Yeah, so the prospect game, we're heading down to Kamloops on the 27th and 28th. We're pretty excited that there's quite a few young players in our league. We were allowed six 2005 born players and the rest are 06 and 07. So unfortunately, we didn't have any on Nelson. We're 18 to 20-year-old team. However, there's a lot of good young players around our league to showcase. I'm very excited to be a part of it. Obviously a big opportunity for me as well as a bunch of young players to showcase what they do. Really proud to be selected and looking forward to being part of another team.
So how does that process work? You know, we got 20 teams in the league, 20 head coaches. You're one of three that gets to be part of coaching this prospects team. How do they choose you?
So it was an application process and obviously put my resume in, made some phone calls, was asked a few questions, and I was fortunate enough to be selected.
And how about the game itself? Is the BCHC, is that just the Pacific Junior League and the KI?
Correct.
And what do you expect to see in that game? And, you know, the All-Star games get a bad rap for being kind of boring, or are we expecting a competitive game here?
You know, it should be a competitive game. I will say that they have a much bigger selection of players to choose from the 16 and 17-year-old bases. We do have an older league. We are considered a little bit higher level. So that being said, the 16 and 17 year olds do have to be legitimate to play in our league. So it'll be interesting to see the competition, how it's going to fare. Last year, the KI ended up winning. So hopefully that happens again. We're pretty confident, but you never know. It's a bunch of 16 and 17 year olds, but I'm excited to see what the game's going to turn out to be, whether it's high scoring, close, one-sided. It's going to be very interesting this year.
What can you take from coaching some of these other players in the KI that you can bring back to Nelson and maybe help your team out?
We obviously helped select the team. Do we get the final say? No. However, we did get to help out, and our players are very close. They're taxi squad guys, but you're able to take something from every player, from every coach. We've watched all of these players, and we feel that our guys actually stack up really close to the other 05s that were selected. If anything, we actually take this as a big positive, getting to watch some of these guys who were selected very closely and comparing to ours. And we're pleasantly surprised to see how close our guys are.
Yeah, I'm sure if the season had started a little bit better for you, you'd probably have some guys there. I'm sure they can compete just fine.
Oh, yeah.
So season hasn't started how you guys have wanted, but tons of hockey left. You guys are by no means out of it, but fourth place in the Neil Murdoch division, you spent some time in last place. What do you guys need to do to turn this around?
Well, you know, I think we need to clamp down, help our goalies a little bit more, and we need to obviously take a few less penalties. Those have been the two Achilles heels for us so far this year. We're scoring at a pretty good rate, so that's been there so far, but when we're having to kill 6 to 7 penalties a game, that's just not for us. That's not up to expectations.
One thing I was wondering, I don't know if we see this often in the KIJHL, but is there any chance of, you know, bringing any new guys in at this point?
Yep. We're still looking, whether it's via trade, free agency, or from other teams and other leagues. We're always exhausting every opportunity, and we've got some stokes in the fire.
You're focusing on the defensive aspect a bit there. You said you're scoring well, and you guys have put up some goals. But one thing I've noticed just kind of looking at your roster is it seems like your scoring's a little bit concentrated on your top-end guys. How can you get more depth scoring out of your team?
You know what? That's going to come. Our depth scoring guys, for the most part, all of them are all 18 years old playing their first junior hockey games. They're not even halfway through the season yet. So they'll start to score eventually. They're starting to come around. All of our guys have scored at every level that they've played at previous to this. So I have zero doubts that they're going to start to figure it out here pretty soon and start putting the puck in the back of the net.
How about tonight's game? We got the Grand Forks Border Bruins coming to town. Wednesday night game, we don't have a lot of those in the league. You guys lost a tough one to them last time, 5-1, and they got you 7-5 earlier in the year. What do you need to do to finally get in the win column against the Border Bruins?
Well, again, you know what? It's nice that we're actually playing in our home rink. Everybody knows that when you go into arenas like Grand Forks, Beaver Valley, Sycamuse, Kimberley, Creston, that they're really unique arenas where it's just not going to be a normal hockey game. So we get to play a little bit more of a regular style of hockey this game, and they play hard. Grand Forks plays hard. We'll match the effort and then some. We do feel we have a more talented team from top to bottom. And yeah, I like our chances tonight. The boys are playing well. We're starting to get a little bit more healthy now, which helps quite a bit. And obviously the discipline and the penalties. We'll try not to give 5+ penalties again.
You guys got anything else going on? You want to share any, I don't know, community events the team's involved in or anything else coming up?
Yeah, so we're going to be helping out the Salvation Army here for a little bit. Obviously a great cause. We'll be helping with the kettles around town. We urge everybody to get out and help those in need as best as we can. The Salvation Army does a great job every year in taking care of people, and we're happy to help out with that. We're in elementary schools Monday through Thursday every single week, playing hockey with kids, things like that. If there's any other things that people want to do, not only just minor hockey and the little skating academy at the high school, we'd love to do other things as well. So also soon when it starts to snow, we'll be available to help shovel some driveways and things like that. So feel free to look up my phone number and email on our team's website. And if you require any assistance at any time, just send me an email and I'll help. I'll get our players to come help. We want to get them out in the community, and whether it's shoveling driveways or helping chop wood, things like that, we just want to help give back as best as we can.
Awesome. It's good that you guys are doing that community work like you said you'd be doing before the season started. So
yeah.
Look forward to seeing you guys turn this thing around too and go on a little playoff run.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, now that we're somewhat where our players are pretty sick right now, but now that we got a little bit of goaltending help, it should help out quite a bit.
Right on. Well, appreciate you taking time to talk to me as always.
Yep. No problem, pal. You have yourself a good day and we'll chat soon.